Yeshaya Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chav Ches, wrapping up the tremendous nevuah about Bavel and their destruction, we are now moving on to other topics connected, but not part of that same aspect of nevuah about what was going to happen to David. I'm sorry, to Bavel. And this is, of course, Ili Nishmas Avi Mari Pes David Rav Ramnata, Pasuk Chav Ches, Bishnas Mos HaMelech HaChaz, Hoya HaMaso Hazeh. In the year of the passing of King Ahaz, the year King Ahaz died, the following prophecy came. Choftes al tismachi feleshes kuleich. Rejoice not, pelishtim, feleshes, pelishti. Don't be so happy. Ki nishbar shevet makech, over the breaking of the staff that smote you. Ki mishoresh nachash yetze tsefa. Because a viper, a serpent, will come forth from the stock of a snake. A tsefa, a viper, is going to come from the lineage descended from a nachash. Ufirio saraf me'ofef. And its fruits, its feats, its accomplishments will be like a flying serpent, like a flying venomous snake. So this is a statement more directly about what's going to happen to the Plishtim at the hands of the Jewish people. Ahaz was wicked, but he had subdued the Plishtim. Previous Judean kings had done this. David, Uzziyahu. But now, as Yehuda's ascendancy declines under the wicked Ahaz, the Plishtim take the opportunity to rebel. And they think, aha, we got it. And Hashem says, coming to get you is going to be a flying snake. The flying snake is Chizkiyahu, whose victories over the Plishtim we already learned in Malachim, Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Ches. So it's funny, the viper, the serpent, the snake, that's us. We are the ones that are going to do tremendous damage. And a flying snake, that's a pretty scary thing. Lamed v'ra'u b'chore dalim ve'evyonim levetach yirbatsu. The impoverished leaders, b'chore dalim, the firstborn among those who are exhausted, will find their pasture. Ve'evyonim lobetach yirbatsu. Right? The poor ones, the destitute, will securely pasture. So v'ra'u and yirbatsu will graze and will also crouch, pasture in security. Ve'heimati v'ra'av shar sheikh. And I will starve to death your livestock. U'she'eriseich yaharog. And he, Hashem, will kill those remaining. So under the shadow of the attacks from the Plishtim, during the reign of Ahaz, the people of Yehuda were afraid to leave the walled cities. And so even the leaders went hungry inside because they couldn't get out to the pasture land. But in Chizkiyahu's time, they'll graze safely, leave the cities without fear. But the Plishtim are going to die of hunger under siege, and the survivors are going to be killed by him. In this case, the him is Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So you Plishtim, you thought that you were going to put Bara'av Shar Sheikh, your roots, into Jewish soil, into Eretz Yisrael, but no chance for you. Lamed Aleph, hey, Lili Sha'ar Zaki Ir. Wait for the gate. Hey, Lili Sha'ar, wait for the gate. Howl for the city. Nomog, Pelesh Eskuleich. Plishtim, Pelesh Es, the Philistines, are totally destroyed. Ki Mitzafon Roshan Ba, because smoke will come from the north. The Ein Bodeid B'moadav. And there is no one alone at the time that is appointed. So at the times of your plans and your troop assemblage and your attacking plans, smoke is going to come and the smoke is going to lead to fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire, as we like to say. And you're going to be burned up in it. In Yirmiyah, Klal Yisrael is told that the wickedness, the evil that is coming on the Jewish people will come from the north, from a pot that's boiling. That was Bavel. But now the Plishtim are told that from their north, where Israel is, where Klal Yisrael is, they're on the Mediterranean coast, the north is where the attack will come from. Yehuda will attack the northeast of the Plishtim. All the able-bodied people will be there to attack. And finally, finishing up, Lamed Beis, Umayane Malachei Goy. And what will the emissaries of the nations, the messengers of the nations, what will they report? Ki Hashem yisad Tzion. Hashem has firmly made a foundation for Tzion. Yesod, Yesoda. Uva yechesu aniyei amo. And the downtrodden of his people will take refuge in it, and have taken refuge in it. So when Plishtim are subdued by Yehuda, that'll be the news of the day. Everybody's going to be tweeting about it. People will be shocked and surprised that the firm foundation of Tzion has been restored. Tzion being the Torah center, says Rabbi Hirsch. And so through the Torah and through the fact that we are living the life that Hashem wants us to live in Eretz Yisrael, so we come to Yerushalayim and we find spiritual refuge and we find physical refuge, and the world will tremble a little bit at how strong Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are.